May we be enabled to commence our evening worship by singing hymn 1072 to the tune Pastor 205. Hymn 1072. Jesus, Redeemer, Saviour, Lord, the weary sinner's friend, come to my help, pronounce the word, bid my corruptions end. Thou canst o'ercome this heart of mine, thou canst victorious prove, for everlasting strength is thine, and everlasting love. Bound down with twice 10,000 ties, yet let me hear thy call. My soul in confidence shall rise and break through all. Hymn 1072 to the tune Pastor 205.
Oh. May the Lord help us now in reading from his holy word. In the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 10. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 10. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, Peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, Even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shalt be thrust down to hell. He that heareth you, heareth me, and he that despiseth you, despiseth me, and he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbour as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbour? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbour unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his holy word, and may he in mercy help and teach us to pray. O thou great and holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, and yet thou who art a gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy, help us once more to seek thy face. And thou knowest, Lord, that in ourselves we are but dust and ashes, and there is no good thing within us by nature. O Lord, wherewith then shall we come before thee? O grant to us, Lord Jesus, that grain of living faith, that in our coming unto thee we may indeed believe that thou art in heaven, that thou dost wait to answer prayer, that with heaven and earth at thy command, thou dost indeed wait to answer prayer. O grant to us then that diligence, that we may indeed believe that thou art, and that thou art a rewarder of them who diligently seek thee. O grant to us more grace, more faith, more patience, more love, that we may indeed cry unto thee, that, O Lord, we may be given that strength of faith and that enabling to go as it was with Elijah's servant. Oh, to be enabled to go again, even that perfect, to unto that perfect time, those seven times, and that we may yet prove in thine own perfect time and way, thou wilt reveal thyself. And, O Lord, that we may be favoured to see even that little cloud like a man's hand, O Lord, that which ariseth up out of the sea, and that promise of the help of Almighty God. Look upon us then in all our need, as we are, both in providence and in grace. And, O Lord, help us to come once more to thee with that spirit of thanksgiving also for thy many mercies to us that thou hast bestowed upon us. We are not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth. O Lord, how we have, Lord, those things so continually granted to us in providence, our daily needs supplied, that measure of health and strength, and, Lord, yet how much more we have to thank thee for, that there is still the throne of grace, there is still the door of thy mercy, which stands open all day to the poor and the needy who knock by the way. And still, O Lord, we have thy gracious word that thou hast given to us, and thou hast made the means, thou hast provided the means whereby we may approach unto thee in and through the precious sin-atoning blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, help us then so to come in a humble dependence upon thee, and, O Lord, that we may ask, that we may seek, and that we may knock. Lord, thou knowest how each one have come to thy house at this evening hour. Lord, might it please thee that thou wouldest grant answers of peace, that thou wouldest send those tokens of thy grace, that thou, Lord, wouldest grant those answers of thine own sovereign will in the things, Lord, that have been sought of thee. O Lord, do grant to us, Lord, that wrestling prayer, that we may, by thy Spirit, come with those prayers and those desires, seeking for thyself, Lord Jesus, seeking for thine appearing, waiting upon thee, and, Lord, that thou wouldest reveal thyself, Lord, to such unworthy sinners. Thou knowest, Lord, our every need. Oh, do come and make thyself known through the lattice of thy word, And Lord, thou knowest how it is with each in their very soul. Lord, thou seest whether we are indeed alive or whether we are dead. Lord, how searching, how solemn thy word, thy word declares of that church. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. O Lord, in thy mercy, deliver us from such a religion, that it is but a name that we live, that we may live up to, as it were, and yet there is no grace, no life in our heart, in our soul. O Lord, in mercy, do come and grant the witness of thy Spirit with our spirit, that we are indeed born of God. Oh, look down from above and come and visit us with thy salvation. We would again, Lord, desire to commend unto thee thy people here as a church and as a congregation. Lord, may thy work yet appear unto thy servants and thy glory unto their children. And we pray, Lord, for their dear pastor, that thou wilt abundantly bless his labours, especially amongst thy people here. Thou hast maintained him through those many years, Lord, and thou hast given him souls for his hire. O Lord, may it please thee yet to go on, thou mighty God, thy wonders to make known. Do uphold and bless him then in his labours and in his own soul. Bless him this day, bless thy word through him, and bring him home again in peace and in safety. And Lord, we again do desire to pray for thy servant also gone forth from this people. Lord, do grant him a safe journey to that little cause on the south coast. Lord, bless thy word through him there and grant him that returning, Lord, in safety and peace to his dear ones. And Lord, we do pray for those who are in sickness and pray that thou wilt recover them. And Lord, that those younger in years might be restored. We would pray also, Lord, for the deacons here. Lord, do grant all needed grace to them, help them and strengthen them. And especially, Lord, as they seek to do those things for thy cause. Lord, thou knowest that which they seek of thee in secret. Oh, do thou, Lord, yet hear their prayers and of their pastor, and Lord, may there yet be granted to thy people here, Lord, those answers to their united cries for thy blessing upon thy word and upon thy cause. And Lord, remember each burden bearer. Thou knowest, Lord, that which may be done and goes unnoticed, but Lord, thou seest the heart. And in all these matters concerning thy cause and the worship of thy house, O Lord, do grant unto us that single eye to thy honour and thy glory. Deliver us, Lord, from the that spirit that within some of us, that spirit of pride that lurks there, Lord, but may our desire it be that thou alone shalt have the praise. And Lord, Do then make manifest thy purposes of grace. Bless thy word and bless the hymns. And Lord, do also grant us according to thy will that those petitions in public prayer, Lord, there, that there may be that fruit. Lord, do look down from heaven, thy dwelling place. And Lord, we would also remember those in the pathway of those who serve thee, wives and families. Lord, again we would seek thy mercy and thy blessing, O Lord, and sanctifying, O Lord, in the sacrifices that are called for from time to time. Lord, do thou in thy mercy overrule, and that in these things thou wilt, as it were, make up, O Lord, and that there might be that gracious reward, O Lord, that thou alone canst give. So, Lord, look down, remember all the afflicted ones. Lord, we thank thee that one is found here tonight. O Lord, thou knowest her pathway of affliction. Lord, do uphold her through the service and grant thy blessing unto her and others, Lord, in their various need, in afflictions, and not all older friends, some younger in years, those, Lord, in different ways connected with us. Thou knowest the path. We pray that thou wilt so order, Lord, these things, that by thy grace they may be a means of grace, that out of the furnace of affliction there shall be that matter, not only to be heard here, but, Lord, according to thy promise, Lord, do fulfill for every afflicted soul that their light affliction, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So, gracious God, do sanctify these paths. And remember the dear children, Lord, the young, the little ones. Lord, do keep them. Do help them in their daily path. And Lord, when they meet with those who may attempt to, as it were, bring them down in regard to their background and the things to do with the worship of God, Lord, help them to look up unto thee. Help them, Lord, to ask help of God, that they may be helped to answer by thy word, that they might be helped, Lord, to stand. And, O Lord, thou knowest how each of us are in need of thy gracious help in our daily path. O Lord, do deliver us from weakness. And, Lord, how some of us are so like Peter, ready to deny. O Lord, do grant to us, each one, that grace, that we may seek to honour thee in all we do. And Lord, do remember others whom we would and should pray for, some in their special need. Lord, do undertake, make the crooked things straight and the rough places plain. And Lord, there are many with those different matters which are too hard for a man to resolve. Oh, we do pray thee, gracious Lord, that there might be that enabling to cast these burdens upon the Lord, that there may be that sweet proving, he shall sustain thee. And Lord, oh, do then go before each. And gracious God, thou knowest our need now, as once more thou hast gathered us around thy word. Lord, do help us. Do grant to this poor sinner a live coal from off thine heavenly altar. Grant thy gracious presence, Lord, and may thy word have free course and be glorified. And Lord, we would not forget those who are bereaved. Lord, there are those connected with us in different ways. And there are some, Lord, also sick, so ill. Lord, we pray that thou wilt be with them in the valley of the shadow of death. And Lord, may these things be a voice to each of us. Leave us not, Lord, but oh, that we may be granted that grace to consider our latter end, that wisdom from above, and oh, that we may lay up many prayers, Lord, that we may not be found wanting. We do not know, O Lord, when thou shalt come. Lord, how we seem to live as though we will go on tomorrow and next week and next year. But Lord, oh, do keep us and do grant to us, Lord, that grace to live, as one said, even to live as if each day were to be our last. Oh, Lord, how differently we would behave at times. We pray for thy pardoning mercy. And now do come, make up in giving where I fail in asking, as we desire to ask all, with the pardon of our every sin, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
The notices for the opening week are that God willing our pastor will preach here on Tuesday evening and next Lord's Day, which is the day appointed for our monthly collection, and on Friday evening will be our scripture teaching. May we now continue our worship by singing hymn 273, 273, to the tune Syria 520. Pensive, doubting, fearful heart, hear what Christ the Saviour says. Every word should joy impart, change thy mourning into praise. Yes, he speaks and speaks to thee. May he help thee to believe. Then thou presently wilt see thou hast little cause to grieve. Though afflicted, tempest tossed, comfortless a while thou art, do not think thou canst be lost. Thou art graven on my heart. All at thy wastes I will repair. Thou shalt be rebuilt anew, and in thee it shall appear what the God of love can do. Hymn 273.
in great need once more of the help of God by and through the Holy Spirit. I venture this evening to direct your thoughts and attention to the word which is found in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 10, verse 33. Luke, chapter 10, verse 33. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. I do realise, dear friends, that the word here goes on really into the next verse. That which the certain Samaritan further did for this poor man who had fallen among thieves. Yet those things that he did were the result, were the consequence, were the fulfillment of the compassion. And the great point here is the compassion. And really this is emphasized by the Lord Jesus Christ, or brought out by the Lord Jesus Christ in the question that he asked of that lawyer to whom, and of course the parable was directed particularly to the question of the lawyer, but it is left on record for us all. And the question was asked of that one there, that lawyer who had come to Jesus. But we might well stand and search our own hearts as to what we would give as the answer to the question that Jesus put: which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbour unto him that fell among the thieves? And the lawyer gave the answer which Jesus did not contradict, and we have every indication that he gave the right answer. And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Now mercy and compassion are very much connected together. Oh, dear friends, certainly the mercy of Jesus Christ, the mercy that is in him and comes from him, is a mercy filled with compassion. There are those amongst men and perhaps women at times who have showed mercy on those who have been convicted of one thing or another. And I would not want to speak in a wrong way, but it doesn't always follow that when amongst man, when mercy is shown, when someone who is condemned is set free, they are shown mercy by the one in authority, by the king or the queen. But it may not always be joined with compassion, The king or the queen may have some good reason for taking away the sentence. But, oh dear friends, yes, I know, and I would not say, of course, that there is not the compassion among man. There is. But with Jesus and him coming to sinners, it is compassion so bound up, and love in the mercy that Jesus shows to guilty sinners. Well, this word, in a sense, speaks of that which is different in one sense from the mourning subject. And I just remind you of that which I sought to venture to bring before you this morning in Proverbs chapter 16 and the 9th verse. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Well, when that word dropped in, the Lord followed it with the word that I venture with now. What a difference, in one sense, a different situation we have with this poor man. I do not think we necessarily have to say it was a parable. Although Jesus so often spoke in parables, but it is not actually set before us as a parable. And therefore, this, and I do not doubt, would be something that actually took place. Those who speak of that road as it was then, the road that this certain man took from Jerusalem to Jericho, was well known as a road which was a dangerous road. And what a different situation we have here, in that sense, that here was a man who came to a place of utter helplessness. When he was attacked and brought down by the thieves who were lying in wait, and they stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And what, friends, here was one who could not move a step. Here was one who was brought to such a place that no doubt he wondered if he would die, and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And dear friends, this speaks to us of sinners who fall in their sins. That is the effect of sin upon our heart and conscience and soul. And dear friends, sometimes there is a literal sense in which the penalty of sin brings a person, perhaps sometimes a younger person, almost to the grave. Through disobedience, through reckless carelessness, or even through pride. We are not told about the thoughts of this certain man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. But if he went, and he had possessions with him, and he knew it was a dangerous road, perhaps he should have taken greater care. Perhaps he went with a spirit, oh, I will be all right. I will manage. I will fend for myself. And dear friends, is not this our spirit by nature also? As we come into those things in our path and in our life. Oh, friends, how little do we think of seeking to God for help? How little do we think, left to ourselves, of asking for God's protection? And, friends, how there are those, so many, through the history of time, who have come into those grievous places in the storms of life. And indeed, one such was the one who wrote the hymn that we've just sung, and that was John Newton. Oh, how he was left to his own spirit to go in those ships to far off lands. And he thought he would fend for himself. And he was evidently a man of a strong constitution. And yet the Lord brought him through that storm, almost or getting toward the return to England once more, if I remember it rightly. And it was there in the Atlantic that they thought the ship would sink. And there the Lord brought John Newton to cry mightily for mercy to God. Well, how true then. We may look upon the account of this man who fell among thieves, and we may think, well, he is nothing like I am. But, dear friends, do you know something of the reality of the effect of sin in your members, in your soul, upon your spirit? And when the Lord, if he has mercy on us and causes us to know something of our perilous state, then we shall cry. Then it will be a different matter if we are spared to prove that the Lord has come to seek us out. And this is that blessed truth set forth in this account. Oh, there were those who first of all came past, those whom we would have thought would have shown compassion. But no, a certain priest did not even cross the road to look at him. But the Levite did so far come and look on him, but then he passed by on the other side. And dear friends, what a solemn indictment there is there of professing Christians. And dear friends, do we say, well, I am not like them? Oh, the Lord knows. If we have been in a place where we ought to have given help, but we may have declined because of one thing or another. We may have had our excuses. I could not stop. I had something important to go to get on to. And yet, oh dear friends, the Lord knows how it was. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. Now, here is the blessedness of the Lord Jesus. He it is who is set forth here. The certain Samaritan. Of course, to the Jews, the Samaritans were a people with whom they had no dealings. But Jesus, in his sovereignty, it pleased him to speak of himself as a certain Samaritan. And you see, dear friends, yes, by nature, the Lord Jesus is not like his people. He is that holy, spotless one. He is that one who also was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. We esteemed him not. So we're like the Jews, who would have no dealings with the Samaritans. But, oh, blessed be God, the Lord Jesus came. He was numbered with the transgressors, but he came to save his people from their sins. And would this man have died? Well, we are not left, as it were, a clear indication, but he was left half dead. Oh, friends, the power and guilt of sin, the effect it has upon our soul. And unless there is one who comes where we are, shall we forever lie in that awful state, in that awful condition? Oh, dear friends, if the Lord has caused you to know something of your sin, you will know there is not only the guilt, there is the power. Sin brings death. It brings death. The Word of God so clearly says the wages of sin is death. And dear friends, I believe that begins to be known here below. It will be final death for eternity, unless the Lord Jesus Christ comes. Unless he comes before we die. But there is that death that is wrought through sin. It ever does. It ever does. In that sin in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, it brought death upon their spirit. It immediately brought fear. It immediately brought a barrier between them and God. Oh, friends, I feel sometimes how little we really know of the power of sin. But I was given to think this afternoon of what we have in the Word of God regarding sin, and that which is set out in the account of the children of Israel in the wilderness. And there was that time when they were disobedient, they murmured, and the Lord sent those fiery serpents that bit them. And there were many who began to die. And what was it, and what is it, when there is that which a serpent bites There is the poison. There is the poison. And the hymn writer says, regarding that poison, the dire contagion, I can't think exactly how it is, but and spreads, fills the veins. That's how I think he words it. The dire contagion, the poison, fills the veins and spreads the poison to the heart. And dear friends, it is a solemn thing and it is a reality that when poison enters, whatever kind it is, it enters the body and it spreads. If it enters the blood, it spreads by the veins back to the heart. And in other ways, today there are those things that can bring and do. They bring death. Oh, the power of it. Oh, the awful power. And friends, sin is just like that. That is how sin affects a man, woman, and child. So, oh, what a solemn scene. These thieves who came and stripped him and wounded him and left him half dead. But, now the text this morning had a but in it, and so does this one. This is at the very beginning of this verse 33. Oh, dear friends, how we have such cause stand in holy awe of these buts in the Word of God. And here in a sacred awe, an awe, if there is this, that the Lord does for you and does for me. Oh, what a joy, what a wonder, what a glimpse, a tasting of everlasting love. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. Just a thought for a moment, going back to the children of Israel in the wilderness. There was a remedy for them too, wasn't there? And you remember it, I'm sure, most of you. What was Moses, the leader, commanded to do? The Lord God commanded him to make a serpent of brass and to hold it up high so that all could see it. And the blessed remedy was, you see, those were helpless. They could not themselves move a step. And some, and it has been said, on the outside of the camp, there was such a great number, 600,000 men and women beside children, or however it was worded, there were more than 600,000 persons. And that is a tremendous number of people. And there they were, this poison coursing through their veins. And some had begun to die. But all they had to do was to look and bid the people to look to this brazen serpent that Moses held up aloft. And all who looked lived. Oh, and in that serpent there set forth the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who was made sin upon the cross for his dear people, the one who bore on Calvary the wrath of God that was due to his people for their sins. If I be lifted up, shall draw all men unto me. And dear friends, he is the one here in this word, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. Now, dear friends, there seems something so precious here. He came where he was. And, dear friends, this Jesus is still the same. Wherever his dear people are, however far they may have wandered, however near to death they may be, because of their sins, a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. The Saviour spoke of that one sheep that was lost, that particular parable. A certain man had 100 sheep, and 99 were safely in the fold, but one was missing. Oh, dear friends, what a wonder of the love of Christ to sinners. He went out and sought that one that was lost and found him. And John Newton sings of that, doesn't he, too? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Oh, dear friends, have we that witness in our poor heart that the Lord has come where we are? Oh, another instance in the scriptures is that one in such utter helplessness in the prophecy of Ezekiel and the 16th chapter, that one that was cast out at birth into the open field and was the helpless babe and cast out in the day that thou wast born. And when I pass by thee, you see, dear friends, there the Lord Jesus came where that helpless one was. Isn't that so blessed, so wonderful? He came where that one was, when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood. I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. And the same power was put forth here. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, oh, how different this one was to the others. So different. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Oh, dear friends, the love of Christ to sinners. It is beyond compare. It is beyond anything that any creature here below can show. Oh, there may be those who do sympathise, and that's a mercy, isn't it? When we are perhaps in a state, as people say. And we do have these times, don't we? Some perhaps more obviously than others. But we get in a state. Oh, in our poor heart. Because of the things that have come upon us. And yes, isn't it a help to us when those near and dear to us put in a comforting word, or put their arm around us, or comfort us in whatever way they try to do? It is a great favour, even that. And friends, how some of us perhaps have been left to take even such things for granted. But it is a favour. I can remember, it comes to mind, when I was a certain age. I don't think I was out of my teens. In fact, I wonder if it was just the beginning of my time at that sort of age, 12 or 13, or whatever it was, it doesn't really matter. But somehow I'd got overdone. And in my mind, it was the night time, but I could not sleep, and my mind was in such a state, I hardly knew where I was or what I was. But I do remember so clearly, my mother came and sat on the end of the bed. Well, it did not take it all away, but there was a little help, there was a little comfort, because, dear friends, there was compassion. And that's a great thing. Oh, dear friends, we so need, first of all, to prize compassion shown to us. And we need help at times. We need that moving of our hearts, that we might be and show compassion to others. But, dear friends, oh, how much more are the compassions of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And dear Jeremiah knew something of that. He knew something of those compassions. And there is that blessed word in the Lamentations in the 3rd chapter. What did he say? Have you had cause to acknowledge this? It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Have you known, have you had that wrought in your heart? You've said in secret before God, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Oh, it's a wonderful favour and blessing to prove. And dear friends, sometimes it might be in a very, very heavy path, a time of great a trial, perhaps of great sorrow, perhaps of great affliction. But, oh, to see that you're not consumed in it, because his compassions fail not. And then the dear Jeremiah goes on, and he says, regarding the compassion of the Lord Jesus, the compassions, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Dear friends, do we live there every day? Well, I tremble as to that. And I have to acknowledge that there are times when I get up in the morning and I'm full of everything but thankfulness. Instead, it is complainings. I do not know how it is with you, but you do. But dear friends, if we were brought more often to consider matters in the light of God's countenance and in the light of his mercy, that he has not cut us off as cumbrous of the ground, we shall have to say, his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Every morning. Oh, dear friends, what a way to prove the faithfulness of God every day. And one of the hymn writers says this: whilst walking in the gospel way, I would see Jesus every day. Oh, in our right mind, that's what we desire, isn't it? And what a mercy and a favour when he comes to us just where we are. Just where we are. And dear friend, it is with that complete understanding. It's not that he just comes, but he comes with compassion and understanding. And he knows just what to do, as he did for this dear man, lying half dead by the wayside. Oh, what things he did, and went to him and bound up his wounds. Oh, dear friends, deep are the wounds that sin has made. But there is only one who can bind up those wounds and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Well, dear friends, what love, what mercy, and the presence, all the presence of this Blessed One by the wayside. Yes, dear friends, still in the wilderness, still travelling through, still in a foreign land. Do you feel it to be so? Do you feel at times especially, this is a wilderness, this is not my rest? But dear friends, this dear Jesus, he comes still just where his people are. He came to where dear Elijah was, under the juniper tree. It is enough. I'm not better than my fathers. And he requested for himself that he might die. But the Lord came to him where he was. Oh, he did. He had still a work for Elijah to do. The Lord presently spoke to Elijah with that still small voice. Came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Oh, dear friends, I'm sure that here in this account, it was not just the actions, but it was the words as well. It was the words of comfort. It was the word of consolation. It was the word of promise. I'll put thee right. I'll set thee right. I'll bind up your wounds. I'll put you in that way of safety. Presently I'll bring you home to where I am. This is Jesus, I mean. He speaks to his dear people, and he prayed, didn't he, to his Holy Father. That blessed prayer, Father, I will, that they also whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory that I had with thee before the foundation of the world. Well, a very few poor thoughts, and I must leave the word, and may the Lord grant his blessing on it. A certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. Amen.
Let us conclude by singing hymn 302. 302. To the tune of Bradley Church, 707. If unto Jesus thou art bound, a crowd about him will be found, attending day and night, a worldly crowd to din thine ears, and crowds of unbelieving fears to hide him from thy sight. O Lord, a cheering look bestow, or lend a hand to help me through, and draw me up to thee. And when through fear I only creep, or dare not move a single step, yet thou canst come to me. Hymn 302, omitting verse 4. If unto Jesus
O Lord. Do thou grant thy blessing upon thine own word. Oh, that we may be favoured, Lord, to be the subject of thy coming to this sinful world to seek and to save that which was lost. Lord, do then come with thy divine compassion and, Lord, do raise us up to that hope in thy mercy. And guard and keep us through the remainder of the journey here below, and bring us at last to that desired haven. Lord, thou knowest each one's heart. Now, Lord, do take us to our homes here below in peace and in safety. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.